Gucci. Hey, y'all. Mike Messinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Messinelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like the sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mike Messinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. It's off to a great start. I hit my chair, and it went down again. Unbelievable. It's my calf that does that. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Clowncast. We're also on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Welcome to people in TV land today. All right, we're gonna have a logical discussion here. All right, I'm not trying to twist anybody's head in the like pretzel brain here. I have a logical discussion. Yesterday, I think we pretty much came to the conclusion that the majority of people were on the side of Nick Foles. We had a poll where I think it came out to 85%. We had a lot of people who made the case that Foles right now is better for this team than Carson Wentz. We fought that battle yesterday. Now, maybe that came out of emotion, but it was what it was. I got all kinds of tweets and all kinds of emails pro Nick Foles, which is fine and dandy. I'm good with it. Now, in the long run, I don't think he's the best quarterback for this team. But it may turn out at the end of the season where they go, you know what? We see something here. And we don't want to commit to Wentz, so we'll commit to Foles. I don't think that should happen. Maybe it does. If the Eagles go on some miracle run. Here's what I need to talk about today, though. If you believe that the team right now is better with Foles for whatever reason, because it makes the coach better. It makes him more balanced with his game plan. Foles surveys the field better than Carson Wentz. Foles takes a shot with the long ball. Foles gets Jeffrey involved. Whatever reason it is that you feel the team is better with Foles, let's just say you're right. So I ask you this question. Would not then Foles have the same expectation to win every game for the rest of the season and do something in the playoffs just like we would expect Carson Wentz to do? See, this is logic. I'm following a logical path here. I'm not making any conclusions. I'm merely steering you in a direction where you can make a conclusion. Would we not expect Carson Wentz to win out, to get in the playoffs, and once he's there, to do something in the playoffs? Because what we've noticed so far is that when Carson Wentz falters, people have come out of the woodwork to hammer him. So the expectations for Carson Wentz would be what I just mentioned. He would be expected to beat the Houston Texans at home. He would then be expected to beat the Washington Redskins and then go into the playoffs and have a better than average chance to win game one in the playoffs, whether it's home or away, because he would have been Carson Wentz. If you have anointed Foles higher than Wentz, how could you not have the same expectation? My sense is, though, that somehow if Foles doesn't pull this off, the fan base would take him off the hook for a couple reasons. Number one, because of the Super Bowl that he already delivered. And number two, because they would say, well, what do you expect? The guy came in late. He didn't have enough reps with the ones. You know that would happen. And if that would happen, would that not be hypocritical? All right, I've just laid out a scenario. I would love people to comment on this. Should the expectations, especially now that the Eagles have zoomed into the favorite role at home against the Texans? Man, I would be, if it was McNabb, I'd be doing this. Oh, Donovan, you got to pull it through. No excuse for you not to pull it through. Same expectations have to attach now to Nick Foles. Tyrone Johnson, Are you following my logic here?
Yeah, I can't argue at all with that logic. And we took the call, and we gave the people kind of a chance to speak their minds. And by and large, the majority of the callers and a lot of people on Twitter as well were saying that Foles better than Wentz. Fine, if that's their opinion. Then the expectations that go with Wentz should also go with Foles. If we're being logical, mm-hmm. they have to. Therefore, for me, it's now mandatory that they win on Sunday. It's mandatory mm-hmm. that they beat the Redskins on the road following that. And in the playoffs, Foles would have to play well at Chicago or I mm-hmm. guess if Seattle loses out, at Dallas. Either way, mm-hmm. he would have to yes. because that's what we would expect
exactly.
from Wentz.
Exactly. And let me just say this. Carson Wentz to me right now is not even in my thoughts. He's out. He's done. It's been communicated to me by the medical or from sources that, through the medical staff that they have shut him down for the rest of the year. So this conversation about whether you would play him if he gets healthy is an irrelevant conversation. He's not going to play. He's out. He's out of my brain. It's now all about Nick Foles. No more Carson Wentz. There's no more Wentz-Foles discussion. It's all about Foles now. So that's what I want to take it. It's all about Foles. Now, let me move into the Sixers. I am discouraged. I think that's the best word. I am discouraged that this season is going to lead nowhere. Because I look at this team. They got slammed yesterday. I don't understand how Jimmy Butler can have a game like that if you're a star player in this league. I don't know how that's possible. But more than that, they look feeble when they play good teams. And I looked at their bench, and I see this. Muscala, Amir Johnson, Shamet McConnell, Korkmaz, Shake Milton, Jonah Bolden. That, my friends, is as bad a bench as any so-called contending team could ever have. And it is now up to the front office to do something now. Rather than try to get minutes out of these guys who don't belong on a good NBA team and aren't going to make a difference on an NBA team. And I'm talking about Muscala. And I'm talking about TJ McConnell. And I'm certainly talking about Korkmaz. They don't have anybody that you can rely on that you can take off the bench to help the starters. And when the starters have a game like Jimmy Butler had last night, like Wilson Chandler has been having, like Redick has been having lately, what kind of a team you have? They may be the fifth best team in the East right now. Now, Tyrone, I know you don't agree with that. You think they're better than Indiana. As it stands right now, they would play Indiana in a seven-game series, and I'm not so sure because of that feeble-ass bench that they would come close to winning four games against Indiana.
It's splitting hairs. I have them fourth, you have them fifth, but I agree with your point, though. The bench itself at this point is embarrassing night in and night out to bring these guys that you named off the bench game after game and try to fool fans into thinking that you're contenders or you're close or blame this guy and that guy. The bottom line is they don't have enough talent off the bench. Other teams win certain games because of their bench. Toronto wins games sometimes because of their bench. They beat Golden State without Kawhi because the guys just fill right in.
It's a 12-man roster.
Yeah.
They've got exactly four players that you can count on. And a 12-man roster. Four guys. Now, two of them are special. Well, three of them are special. One of them is in and out because he's now 34 years old. So really, you got three and a half that you can count on every night. It's time to get some players in here. Let's go. 610-632-0975. We'll talk about both issues right here. Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Mike Missanelli show. That game made me angry last night. I'll be honest with you. I gotta get this anger out in the first hour. Another thing that angered me about that game, I'll speak of in a second. 2 o'clock hour is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Line Conklin. Equipment, parts, supplies for every heating and cooling job. This is their new location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia. It's time to start the Twitter poll today. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons from Robotic Lawnmowers to Zero Turn and Conventional Riding Mowers. If it goes in your shed, Moyer has it. Need parts or service, they've got you covered. Miss Natalie Scandinavia. What's going on, Nat?
Yes, Mike. So today's poll, Mike Italy. Today's poll, are you expecting Nick Foles to win out and play well through the playoffs? 63% saying yes, 37% saying no.
37% saying what?
No.
They're saying no, they don't expect him to do, like what, to win?
Nope.
See, this is what I mean. That underscores exactly what I said at the beginning of the show. All right, let me tell you why it also peeved me last night. Small thing. Probably didn't peeve anybody. It peeved me that this love affair continues to go on between Brett Brown and Greg Popovich at the end of a game.
Correct.
When Popovich just kicked Brett Brown's ass, and now it's chummy wummy. All right? I don't need to see that. Not only that, but if I'm Brett Brown, I treat Popovich like Paulie treated Henry Hill in Goodfellas, where I would say, now I got to turn my back on you. Because if Popovich was so friendly with Brett Brown, the Sixers would have Kawhi Leonard. The Sixers drafted a guy who can't play this year, Zaire Smith, because that was supposed to be part of a package to get Kawhi Leonard. So give him $3,500, and now I got to turn my back on you, Pop. Did it bug you, Tyrone?
Yeah, I said it before the game. He should be looking to destroy him over that Kawhi thing. And then you lose and you're all chummy. I don't get it at all. I don't get it at all. If I went to another city and was doing a show and Natalie wanted out and I called you and we were making a trade and you said no to me, you traded her to Toronto, I'd never talk to you again.
Uh-huh.
I'd be furious.
Exactly.
I'd be furious.
That could be an Italian thing because I can tell you that the people who used to work here who left here are dead to me. All right?
But I'm the same way. I'm not Italian. That's how I treat those too.
All right, you must have some Italian in you.
Because I'm good to me.
DNA.com. But anyway.
Don't trade me.
The point is that I'm watching this lovey-wovey going on at the end, and I got my rear end kicked by 25 points in that game, and I'm loving the guy? I see Kawhi eyes when I look at Popovich.
You're right.
People think it's just silly, Mike. They're friends. No friends in this business. All right? Your competitors, no friends in this business. Let's go to Neil in Colorado. Neil, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Neil.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's going on, Neil? How you doing?
Good. First time caller.
Thanks, buddy.
Love the show. Just weighing in on Nick Foles. I think you're right. There needs to be some... we need to hold him accountable, just like we would Carson.
Sure. He's a favorite now. It's no longer the dog masks. They're a favorite over Houston now.
Yeah, it was like, Carson's the franchise tag, so there's tons of pressure on him. But Nick, it's like, oh, he just got in. He's got no time.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Nick loses, he's still Nick. No, not anymore. Carson's a forgotten entity. I'll forget about him. Now it's all Nick. I'll throw my support behind Nick. Now you just got to win, son. How's that?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with you. I'm just glad we got two great quarterbacks, though. If Carson does get injured, we got Nick to pick up a little bit. I'm just glad we have a... I'm going to the Texans game. I'm flying home tomorrow and going to the Texans game, so I'm pretty excited that we have
nice.
To look forward to.
Nice. Let me ask you a question. What are you doing with Nick next year?
Carson's got the skill set. I think Nick's skill comes from a circumstantial point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are you going to do? Are you going to cut him adrift, or are you going to try to re-sign him as a backup?
I don't know. Maybe re-sign him. I mean, Carson has gotten hurt twice already. Who's to say he won't get hurt again?
Okay, but you're going to have to pay him $12 million as a backup quarterback. What do you think?
That's a lot of bucks.
Yes, it is. Oh, you can't have it both ways. You got to make a decision, Neil.
Yeah.
You either pay $12 million or cut him adrift.
I might cut him. Just stick with Carson.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Future, listen, right? Man. Yeah, listen, have a good time at the game against the Texans. But the Eagles are favorite. What is it now? What's it up to, two?
It's 1.5.
1.5?
Yeah. Started some places it was 3.5 the other way. Other places it was -1 the other way.
A lot of Eagle money coming in.
Yep.
That tells you it's an Eagle line.
It's Eagle. It is an Eagles line.
Let's go to Steven in Drexel Hill. Steven, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steven.
What's up, Mike? How you
doing? What's going on, Steve? How you doing?
You have to bring a Goodfellas up into that with the Sixers. That's funny.
Yeah, now I got to turn my back on you, Pop. I know you're the greatest thing that ever existed in the NBA, but you screwed me on a deal.
Right. I agree. But, hey, I want to bring something to your attention that you were saying yesterday. I heard you making a point of Nick Foles' fourth quarter interception and his stats for the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you like to give your little half-truth and biased comments and all, but I've never heard you add
that. You mean half-truths and biased comments? I give you straight comments, bro.
I'm going to tell you why. Because when you talked about his fourth quarter, it's two things you didn't talk about. You didn't talk about that. Just before that interception, nobody talked about how Ertz, when he was lining up, threw his hands up before the play started and was yelling at Nick Foles to get him the ball. And if you go back and watch the game, you could see that. And I'm surprised nobody brought that to the
What's that have to do with Foles having a bad four series?
Because he tried to force that ball. But yet, Foles, he had points in the first quarter where Winston didn't have any points throughout his whole season.
What is your point? What is
my
your point?
Point is,
like, I'm going to give you facts.
No.
First of all, let me tell you about the half truths I have that are right in front of me. Three plays, 12 yards, interception. 5 plays, 18 yards, punt. 4 plays, 2 yards, punt. 4 plays, 1 yard, missed field goal. Where's the half truth in that?
Yeah, one bad quarter. All right, this is.
You made an accusation that was unfair. I got facts right in front of me.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry about that.
All right.
I overlooked a little bit. All right.
Okay.
I overlooked just a little bit.
All right.
But if Foles plays well up and through the playoffs, and even if, say, like, he gets to the championship game and lose, okay, then you got Carson Wentz coming back next season. And if this is what I fear the most, that if Carson Wentz comes back next season, either getting hurt or don't make the playoffs, then that might be the end of him in Philadelphia.
Yeah, you could be right. So what are you going to do about it? That would happen. If he gets hurt, that happens. If he underachieves, then you know a little more about him. And you might have to start all over. It's not the first time a team selected a quarterback that they thought was a franchise quarterback and didn't work. Now, I think it's more likely to work than not because I like the kid's physical skills and gifts. But it's very possible that happens. But the question is now, like, what do you do with Foles? If everybody's so in love with Foles, what are you going to do? Last year, you didn't want to cut him adrift, even though you could have got a second-round pick for him. This year, you're going to want to cut him adrift? Suppose he does get to the NFC title game, and they lose the NFC title game. Then what?
How's he playing the game?
He plays all right.
Yeah, he's still going.
He's still going?
For me, yeah.
All right, well, we'll see what happens.
I got to fill out a roster. Hey,
listen, Carson Wentz, I told you before, I didn't want to talk about him. He's out. This is Nick Foles' team now. There's no more conversation about Carson Wentz. There's no more that needs to be said about Carson Wentz. Next year, he's going to come back as the franchise quarterback. This year, he might as well go to North Dakota shoot duck. This is Nick Foles' team right now. Let's go to Sharon in Mount Holly. You're on 97, the 5 The Fanatic, Sharon.
Hey, Mike, it's Sharon.
Sharon, what's up, man? Sharon.
no worries. Hey, so I wanted to touch real quick about your the Pop and Brett Browning.
Mm-hmm.
I think that happens. I'm glad you said that. So it happens all the time after football games, too. You know, you have fans, like Eagles fans like myself. We live and die on every play, every snap. And then after the game, you see these players just shaking hands and hugging, and you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, but that's different. It's 2018. The players have gone through a war. It's like, you know, when you fight somebody in the schoolyard, after this fight, you kind of make friends with them, right? And in hockey, it's the same thing. I don't mind that at all. That's a battle of attrition and a war. I mind when there's a backstory, right? And the backstory here is Popovich, because of Popovich, most likely the Sixers traded Mikal Bridges to get Zaire Smith.
Yeah.
So I don't want anything to do with Popovich anymore. I don't care if he was my friend. He screwed me. He took advantage of his friendship.
That's a valid point. I have another point. So you talked about do we expect Nick Foles to go to bring us to the Super Bowl? And I say 100% yes. So last year, before Wentz got hurt, we all expected Wentz to bring us to the playoffs and then win us the Super Bowl. The way that we were playing, we were unstoppable. And then, so we expected Wentz to do that. Why do we not expect Foles to do that? Because Foles can do it. And whether it's a controversy or not, like, I'm glad you brought it up that he's the quarterback. Wentz isn't coming back this year.
Well, you heard our poll. 37% will let him off the hook.
And that's
in our poll. 37%.
It's crazy. There's no way because, so whatever it is, Foles has a spark. And that spark is lit right now. And the team is behind it. And so, we're riding Foles all the way through, and I expect him to win at the Super Bowl because
I hear you. 37% are all about Nicky Noogie. Give him a little noogie. 37, don't worry about it, son. You don't beat the Texans, don't worry about it. You're Nicky. Noogie Noogie. Nicky Noogie. What do you think of that, Nat?
It's fine, I guess. You're going to have a lot more of these as the weeks go on if he continues to win.
Nicky Noogie. If he loses next week, there's still Noogie in him. That's my point.
I'm going to make a list of all your nicknames for him from here forward.
What are my nicknames for?
Well, Flopsy Mopsy.
Well, no, that was an old nickname.
I'm saying,
got his haircut.
They evolve. Your nicknames for now he's Nicky Noogie.
Well, he was a Flopsy Mopsy.
I thought it was Flopsy McMopsy.
Flopsy McMopsy, yeah.
Oh, you made him Irish.
Yeah, Flopsy McMopsy.
Yeah.
I did.
Now he's Nicky Noogie.
Nicky Noogie. Dave in Center City. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on, Dave?
I got a lot of jumping around to do. Firstly, kudos and accolades to the higher-ups at 97.5. Not too long ago, when B. West was on, we were only taking 2 phone calls. Now we're taking about 102. So thank you, guys. That is much appreciated.
What? Well, I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? Explain that. What that means?
That means that in a few months ago, we were only getting 1 or 2 phone calls in with B. West. We used to have a plethora of guests on. Now it's just straight B. West.
I don't think that's true. But go ahead. We've had maybe 1 guest with B. West. But go ahead, Dave.
I'm sure you've been in the Algar Ferrari dealership in Rosemont pricing vehicles.
No, I have not.
Currently, there is a red Ferrari La Ferrari in the window. That is Carson. Right next to it is a more modestly priced blue 488 Spider. That is Nikki 6.
All right.
this is amazing how back in week 6 you pinpointed how important the Eagles-Redskins game coming up at the end of the year would be. Listen, Mike, I have not given up. I have not ruled out the division yet. I think we still can get some prerequisite help.
It's possible. It's very possible.
The
Eagles win out and everybody loses. They got a shot.
But Mike, can you imagine the year Carson gets hurt, we win the Super Bowl. The year that he is rehabbing, we win the Super Bowl. And then he comes back healthy next year, and then he goes back to back. It's great to be an Eagles fan.
Well, there you go. I'm glad you're looking at it optimistically, Dave. I appreciate it. The Ferrari thing, I don't know. I've never been a fancy car guy. One thing it's always just gay. Like, I've never had a desire to
have a sports car.
Some fancy car.
To, like, speed down 95.
Yeah, like, I've never had a desire to own a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or a Maserati or, a chill in a Bentley like AI. And it's like a lot of guys have an affection for cars and that they like to have that. And
if I had enough other things squared away, I would get one of those cars. But I wouldn't be one of these guys with a modest home. Mm-hmm. And a fancy car. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. The people where their car is better than their house, that doesn't make sense. But if I already had the house and the family and everybody's good, I might mix it in as a Sunday car.
Yeah, well, see, you don't need that kind of fancy car when you can buy a Mercedes GLC 300. The car I'm driving right now from the great people at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington and Westchester and Atlantic City. Right?
Oh, you don't say.
No, never heard that before, Mike.
All right, let's go to Spanky Cobbs Creek. Spanky, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Spanky.
I got a couple points. When I got two sports points and I got a personal point, so bear with me.
Yes.
All right, so the Sixers. We're talking about the Sixers, Mike. If they don't get a bench in here, they're going to be done. Be done. They don't even look right when they go against some of these good teams. They get smashed, and it's embarrassing, right, for him to keep trotting out these cats thinking that we supposed to say, oh, they'll be all right with Cork Miles. And at first I was like, okay, they're cool. But, Mike, we can't get by with these cats, man. They got to make the deal fast. I mean,
you know, the Sixers weren't championship caliber, they had like a Ron Anderson, right, who would make a difference off the bench, man. Right? God, it was always somebody. I'm like, Bolden, Muscala, Johnson, Shamit, McConnell, Milton, Korkmaz. That's their bench.
Yeah, that's horrible, Mike. I'm on this site, 24/7 on Facebook. Everybody talking about go get Austin Rivers. I don't want them to make a dumb, dumb move, but go get somebody. But I want to, on a personal note, Mike, I want to say something to you. Today is my birthday. I turned 47 today.
Happy birthday to you there, Spank.
And I don't know if you probably remember, you know, my wife died 5 years ago on my birthday.
Yes.
And that's the first time I met you. And, before that, the first time I ever really listened to sports radio was when my father died. This was 20 years ago. I was in the limo, and that's the first time I heard y'all on the radio. And I've been talking to you for about 20 years now. And when I come down there and I met y'all, seen y'all again at, Fanatic Fest, like you and Anthony, I've been dealing with y'all for a long time, and y'all always show me love. And what you did for me 5 years ago when I went through that and gave me those tickets for me and my kids, that was really, really big for me.
Spank, you're the best, man. We love you as a caller. You're a good man. And, you know, here's the thing about you. You persevere. You know, you hang in there. You keep going for your kids.
My daughter's on the dean's list at Westchester. My son went through that trouble. He's doing real good. I'm just living my life right now, Mike. And I just want to tell you thanks.
Good for you, Spank. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I'm so glad things are working out for Spank. That was a really tough period in his life 5 years ago. Kevin in Newcastle. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Kev?
I want to make about three quick points, if I might. I want to talk about the Sixers. And
go ahead.
I agree with you 100%. Let's get some guys in here. Amir Johnson, I did not want them to bring him back.
Well, listen, he's the least of your problems. Amir Johnson's the least of your problems, really.
Right, I know, but I did not want to bring him back this year. I agree with you. Let's get some people in here because the bench is terrible. Now, the second thing, that guy Patton, is he going to, I mean...
He's hurt. He's got a foot problem.
I mean, what is he?
He's a very raw 7-footer. He's very raw.
Can he do better than Amir Johnson?
At this stage of his career, probably not.
Oh, man. Okay.
He's a project guy.
Okay. All right. Now, about the Eagles, I just want to say, go Eagles, who's ever quarterbacking. I'm not going to get into Foles and Carson.
No, you know who's quarterbacking. It's Foles. Wentz is gone. It's out.
Right. Okay. All right, Mike.
All right, you got it. There. Wentz is no longer discussable, in my view. He's out for the season. They're not going to play him. So you're riding with number 9. Now, 37% of the people would excuse him if he doesn't pull this through. Now, how in the world do you not now demand that he pull it through? He's playing Houston Texans at home as a favorite. How do you let him wiggle off the hook there? You wouldn't let McNabb wiggle off the hook. You wouldn't let Carson Wentz wiggle off the hook.
I would say no.
Quarterback's got to win games down the stretch, right? Foles has the same responsibility. I'm sorry. I know you want to give him a noogie. He's got the same responsibility right now to win these games. Now, if he came in the next week as an underdog, that's different. I hold that favorite. You get that favorite role, You got to go to another level. Now, most of the games he's won is in the important games, been as an underdog. The backup goaltender theory. Now we'll see. Let's go to Dave in Holmesburg. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
How you doing today, Michael?
What's going on, Dave?
I got a couple of questions I'd like to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
I come in late today, so what is your opinion if Nick Foles wins a couple games and even goes to the playoffs or just gets beat the next two games? What is his value on the open market?
You can't trade him. He's a free agent.
I understand that.
He's got a value of a starting quarterback in this league.
Okay.
Somebody will want him as a starter.
Okay. Why don't you sign him?
If you're his agent, why would you sign?
Sign him, give him what he wants, and trade him. Get a couple picks.
You can't do that.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Okay, another question.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle hasn't clinched the playoff spot yet.
Mm-hmm.
They play Kansas City this week. They mm-hmm. can lose and go 8-7. You don't know what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my, you know.
Yeah, listen, all the Eagles have to do, the responsibility they have is to do what? Win out.
Win.
That's all. Forget where else happens to anybody else.
That's
as long
right.
as you win out, take care of business, chances are you're going to be in the playoffs. That's what I'm saying. This quarterback now has to have that responsibility to bring it home.
Right. But if we win out, Mike, we still might make the playoffs.
Well, true. I understand that. But the only thing you can control is to win out. Right? So that's within players' control. The quarterback, 80%. Most important position in sports, right? Quarterback has to pull it through. Favored against Texans, has to win it. Doesn't win it, it's a failure.
And you've been consistent with this for a long time.
Exactly. I excoriate quarterbacks that don't pull through as a favorite.
You did
in important games.
You never got mad about McNabb losing to the Rams in the NFC title game.
Or the Patriots.
Right, because they were underdogs.
Right.
It was Carolina.
Arizona. Tampa Bay.
Right. At home, especially.
Yes.
And Nick Foles is home this
yes,
week.
Yes, he is. So I've got the same expectations on Nicky Noogie that I would have on any other quarterback.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Come on, Nick. Yeah, pull through. Let's go. 610-632-0975. And the fans have to be, he sees the field better. He throws the ball down the field better. He has a better game plan because Peterson coaches differently. He spreads the ball around. He's got everything you want. So let's go. It's the Mike Messinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's 2:46. Mike Messinelli Show, 97.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Sal Powell will join us a little later in the show, 5:15. We'll also spin the holiday wheel at 5 o'clock. Holiday wheel is a must listen. Yeah, when you get to spin and you never know what you're going to get. And it's cool. The mystery of somebody beating the clock, beating that 10 minutes.
I really like it.
Yeah. I got my bed today.
Oh, your adjustable bed.
Oh, yeah.
My bed came in today.
So is it set? It's all set up.
Did you test it out?
I have this button on the thing. It's called zero gravity. You push it, and it puts your body in a zero gravity position.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
Oh, my God.
Nice?
Oh, my God. It's got a TV position.
Well, you just set it to TV.
You don't have to do it even manually. Just press those buttons.
That's nice.
Wow.
It takes you in and like.
That's pretty nice.
My dog's freaking out, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's moving.
That's not normal.
She thinks it's alive.
Yeah, what's that?
some sort of competition for her now, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't want to get out. I didn't want to get out. I don't want to come to work.
Going to bed early tonight.
I was dreaming of sugar plum fairies and Nicky Noogies. let's get back to the phones. Anthony in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony.
Mike, great show as usual.
What's going on, Ant?
All right, two things. A Doug Peterson point and a question, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And in regards to Foles, you have to give him a break. He hasn't played all year.
Oh, stop. The guy is a veteran backup player.
Oh, a veteran.
Come on. He hasn't played all year. He played the first two games of the year.
Last year.
Bro. He started the season. He was the guy who was prepared for the season. He played in the preseason. Wentz didn't.
Listen, if he wins this week, I think it'll be a miracle. I really do.
Miracle? He's favored. Yeah, what are you talking about? You expect him to win.
Exactly. That's why I think I'm going the other way. But listen, I think we can't expect him to take us to the promised land again. You know,
why
he
has not?
He's less reps. You know what I mean?
Only less reps. Wait a minute. He's the favorite in the last two games.
Yeah, but we're playing at home. You know, the city's hyped because they beat the Rams.
What are you carving out excuses for the guy for?
I am.
Well, how? Listen, if Las Vegas thought the way you did, they wouldn't make him the favorite.
Well, I think, all right, good point. I got a question about Doug Peterson, and I'll let you go. So here's what I think. In that last, when we could punt the ball or kick the field goal, does Peterson know if they pin the ball down to the 15-yard line, it's virtually impossible for them to go 85 yards for a touchdown?
Yeah, I agree with what he did. Getting aggressive, kicking the field. You're there to win the game. So win the game. If the kid does his job, you win the game, right?
I know.
You don't have to worry about what the other team does.
Those offensive linemen can't run 85 yards in 5 minutes to get down there.
I get it, but they could. See, if you kick the field goal, the game's over.
Right,
the possibility that they can score is still there if you punt it.
I was rooting for him to punt it, and I was afraid. And
you're not aggressive. You didn't write Fearless, the book.
All right, last thing. The interception at the end of the game, that Foles threw, that kind of turned that got them back into it.
Mm-hmm.
They should be running and then kicking the field goal. Am I right?
The field goal?
Field goal. That's all right. Field goal. Yeah, sorry. I'm freezing out here.
They should be running and doing, they have to get a first down, though. You can't just turn the ball back over to them.
You can't throw it to them. That's what you're going to get from Foles for these next couple games. I'm sorry.
Well, you're down on Nicky. I don't believe it.
And make sure I don't want to hear any hype about Wentz or Foles. Get rid of Foles and sign Wentz.
Oh, my God. Look at this sacrilege. It's sacrilege. Yeah. That's yeah, Tyra.
Oh, that's a yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not
that.
The yeah. Just yeah.
Just yeah. Yeah, I don't know them.
You don't know sacrilege?
Nah.
Alpha. Pop that up.
Right.
That's Karen O, lead singer.
All
right. Let's go to Larry in the Northeast. Larry, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Larry.
Mikey Miff, what are you saying?
What's going on, Larry?
Personal violation. I was that guy living in L.A. back in the day, driving around in a Maserati, living in an apartment.
You were a single guy. You were in L.A. You were hot stuff. So, I mean, that's a little different.
That's what I thought I was.
Yeah, well, so, like, where did you get the money to live in L.A. and also have a Maserati? You must have been chunked up, brother.
I was making money, but I had a lot of rich friends. They're all pushing me. You got to get...
Oh, okay, I got you.
I got sucked in, man. I got you. Listen, many last two games, both division games, you gotta assume that they're going to drop one. Let's at least hope. My question to you is this, and I'm really interested in your take on this. What is Jim Schwartz going to come up with as far as defensive schemes against Watson? I've been looking at the schedule here, the Eagles' schedule throughout the season, and every single loss they got was against a quarterback that's at least semi-athletic or can move the pocket a little bit.
You're afraid of Josh Johnson? Are you afraid of Josh Johnson? He's the quarterback for Washington.
Oh, my God. That's on me, then. I missed that.
Well, who did you think it was?
I thought it was Watson.
You thought it was who?
Watson?
Watkins? Oh, what? No, you're talking about the Texans. I'm talking the Redskins. I thought you said.
No, I'm talking about Texans.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you were saying the last two games that
No, I'm saying no.
Watson is a good player. The defense, Houston's defense, concerns me more than what Deshaun Watson is going to do. Actually,
I don't disagree. But again, the Eagles have a loss against every single team they play with a quarterback that can move, and every win was against a quarterback. Now, obviously, there's a lot of factors.
Yeah.
But again, every win was against a very, very stationary quarterback.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair. They're up, but see, they have more than just Deshaun Watson. Though. They've got personnel on that team. You know, that wide receiver is going to be a handful for them to cover in this game. DeAndre Hopkins is a top-flight wide receiver in this league who nobody talks about.
Yeah, you know, they might have to resort to doing things weird this week. Like, you might actually have to have Maddox follow him all over. Even though Maddox is smaller and everything, it's just you can't put Douglas on him. And I know they don't like to do that. They might have to switch sides and do that. That's your only hope, is to put your best corner on him 24-7. I don't think you can do the Douglas fall for adult because he can't catch him. And I actually like Douglas. I just think this could get ugly.
Yeah, but Maddox has turned into Darrell Revis from what I'm hearing.
He's playing well. You don't think he played well?
All of a sudden, he's a transformer.
He played well.
And Darrell Revis.
So you're tough on guys.
I'm tough on guys because I need guys. One game does not splash me.
You know, he's played well all season.
Okay, all right. He looks like he could be a good player. Show me a consistency, and I'll say you're a good player.
So if he comes out and do it again.
I don't overreact to players.
No, that's true. That's fair, but he's played well in three spots.
I've always been that way. I don't react to temporary successes. The good players in this league, whether it's basketball, whether it's baseball, whether it's football, whether it's hockey, do it over a sustained period of time.
I think he's played well all season, though, at three different spots.
Okay. All right. I just want to know one spot, whether he could be a starting corner in this league. It's the only thing I care about.
And that's what Sunday and the next 2 weeks are for.
All right. 610-632-0975. There's one open line. You can climb it. Mike Masnelli Show, 97.5 Fanatic. NBC Sports, Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.